You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
There's the encoder. You're live.
We're live.
Yo.
Okay. Welcome to Unconsciously Raw with your host, Ricky Fontaine. This is my first episode. Today I got a good friend.
Deke the Great, baby. What's up?
Hey, he been down with me since Liberty back in Highland Park, when Highland Park had houses back then, you know.
Oh, man, when they had everything.
You know, so good friend, very conscious dude, very real. Hey, he got a lot of perspective on everything. So today we're going to start off this podcast with just a few things we just want to go. This podcast is basically about.
So here's, I was gonna say, here's what I would do, and I would take a couple minutes, and just introduce yourself, introduce the show. I mean, this is your first episode. Be out there, like, just, you know, talk through, you know, and just talk, you know, seriously. I mean, this is someone's first experience with you, on our network. Live, tell them why they should be listening to this from now on.
Hey, we live, so you should listen to me, because if you follow me on Facebook, you should know why you should listen to me.
Oh, yeah, no question.
You know, I got the hottest topics, the rawest topics. I'm going to give you the rawest spiel. So that's why I brought somebody with me today that I know was going to keep it real, keep it raw, and tell you something you might not want to hear, but you need to hear.
No question.
So you go ahead, introduce yourself.
My name is Deke the Great. Kevin, for everybody that don't know, like Rick said, me and him been down since, you know, fourth, fifth grade, maybe, you know what I'm saying? So it's good to be here and chop it up with a good brother, you know what I'm saying?
So today, something I wanted to go over with everybody is a topic that I just want to touch bases on is Kwame coming home. So I'm proud that the brother coming home. I've been rooting for him and his family this whole time. And when I look on Facebook, I see people not as happy. You know, they got all these, he took our pension. He did this. He did that. But they don't have no proof. You know,
no proof at all. You know, my thing is, you know, how many of y'all did unemployment fraud? Riding around getting Benzes and all this other stuff. And y'all mad at Kwame.
You know, I was stunned. You need to make sure you got your volume down. I was stunned at how many people got busted with the PUA fraud. Dude, they had 200 guys at Chrysler off the line that they took down for that.
Man.
It's greedy, man.
I think that's our problem. We're just greedy. Greed always gets you.
That's human nature.
Yes. Yeah. You know, greed always gets you.
But what got us is it's cultural. You know, typically people that aren't African American weren't going to get no, $90,000 Escalade and going to Dietrich Fur and getting furs and diamonds and stuff. You know,
nothing wrong with Dietrich Furs. Not just at by all. The way, you know, I love fur.
No doubt.
But even with Kwame is, you don't have no proof. One thing I say about Kwame is, when he was in office, you had more blacks in business, doing business with the city.
Absolutely.
Than probably any other administration in the city of Detroit, even more than Coleman Young.
Oh, yeah. What I think it is he was young. Well, you can say he was arrogant or whatever the case may be, but the thing is, for me, it was more that he didn't want to play ball and do some of the things that the people that was really in charge wanted him to do. So they made him the scapegoat. He ain't doing nothing no different than no politician has ever done any city anywhere. I mean, that's how I go. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. You give me a kickback, you get this contract, that been getting done.
And it's still getting done. Like you say, I think he just cut out the wrong people.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. I'm not going to go too far in it, but basically you cut out too many of the people that's already been in the game to let your people in,
yep.
And they not having that.
Nah.
So, you know, this ain't the back in the day like the mob. They got a different thing they do to it. They don't kill you. They put the feds on you. So,
yeah.
You know, I just wish that brother good luck.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad he out. And for all the people that hate him, you know, he took our pension. Look, your pension was going to go anyway. That's the biggest payment that any business can handle. You know, they had a lady on Facebook. She said, well, my husband, They if Kwame stole his pension. Well, like I told her, your husband died 35 years ago. You've been collecting the pension that whole time. So.
She thought she had to come up.
Yeah, how long you think the city of Detroit can keep paying your pension? I mean, I hate it's like that. I hate to say this and be raw with them, but it is what it is, you know? So, I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Man, people mad at Kwame about all kind of stuff. All the stuff they mad about Kwame about, there is no proof. They mad at him about the Terry McGreen thing. He's never been charged with it. Ain't no proof. But people swear up and down he did it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of foolishness to me, you know. So my thing is, judge that man on what he actually got convicted of, which he got way too much time, if you ask me. He got kingpin time for, you know, little political crimes that everybody's been doing. So, you know, my thing is, you know, judge him. Basically served his time. Let him come home. Let him live his life.
That's
so you are getting comments already, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's basically it. Let him serve his time. But I wonder why people don't have that same energy with Fecano. Nah. Or like the mayor of Taylor that.
Or Governor Snyder.
Governor Snyder. It's so many people.
How many people did he poison by his just lack of care and awareness for the, you know, the water in Flint? They ain't had water since 2014. It's 2021. And we mad at Kwame. I don't get it.
And we keep being mad because it's just saying the media has turned you into making him mad. Making you mad about him, like making you mad about him because they put this perception in your head that he's the bad guy. He did this. He did that. He did it. Even the feds can't even tell you really what he did.
You know, you got people. Like I said, they mad at Kwame about everything. You know, he cheated on his wife. It's like, you are a side chick. Like, let's be honest. You're a side chick. So why are you mad at him for doing the same thing you doing?
Yeah, so it's one of those things. Is just everybody mad at him for doing the same thing that they doing at home.
Man.
And is what got me on Facebook today is it's a whole Facebook full of saints. It's like nobody can do any wrong. Oh. Hey, Tyra, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, babe.
Hey, Tyra. So we've just gone. Pardon me?
I'm still at work, so bear with me.
Okay.
That's all good.
So, Tyra, we was going over, why are people so mad at Kwame?
You know what? I think that the reason that people are so mad at Kwame was because when he became mayor, you know, he was our boy. He was the black young guy that we had so much hopes for. And he's, you know, good for the city. Yes. You know what I'm saying? He's doing, you know, yes, we got this. And then these type of things happen where he kind of didn't do right by his people. Or some of his people. So I think that's where more of the mad, which I think is more of a hurt and disappointed more so than the mad was, is really where I think. And that's just my opinion.
Okay. But so.
Because I voted for Kwame twice, you know.
Okay.
I had very high hopes. So mine was more a disappointment, not a mad. I don't hate him. You know, I'm not. It's different levels of mad. And I think it was more of a disappointment. Because they had high hopes for a young black guy that stepped into this position, got reelected twice, you know, able to just go on and do big things. And to get caught up or allow yourself to get caught up in the politics just because other people might get away with it or other people, you can't go by that. You have to go by you as a young black man, and they've been on your head since day one. So, see, they was on your head from when you had the navigator, from the earring, from the this, from the that, because you was a young, black, smart dude coming up as mayor of a major city, elected twice.
So with that being said, you don't think that the media and the powers that be can join forces to make him look bad and make you have this perception of him? Because only facts you're going off of is what. You know, what they propose, allege. So, as you know, they try to charge them with a RICO.
Right.
So, all of that is conspiring and conspiracy.
Got and, you know,
and you know, all of that is I heard this person said it ain't when they had to, like, since he been in jail, they didn't came back three times. Oh, you owe this much. Oh, you don't owe that much. You owe this much. It didn't go lesser and lesser and lesser and lesser. So,
right.
You know, basically, we just knowing what they telling us.
And see, for me, it's okay. Just I think he just, I don't know that he played the game, that he just played politics. You know, it's like, you
but
can't.
But he got too cocky with it, and you can't play politics the same way white folks play politics.
Yeah,
you
but,
just can't.
But at the same time.
This is not new news, though. This has been our world forever.
True. So what was he supposed to do? Just sit back and be like, okay, I'll so just what do what y'all me? Tell me to do.
Okay, so what you're telling me, though, and just honestly, what you're telling me is there was never a point in time where Kwame was just cocky with it because he was, hey, whatever, you know, this my hood. This, you telling me you can honestly say that he never.
Coleman Young wasn't like that? Coleman Young wasn't like that?
Well, let's not forget, he was ultimately taken down by his own rule.
And what is that?
He is the one that made the mayoral executive order that said that all text messages on all city-owned devices must be stored and maintained.
But
and that's what got him.
But it's the thing. They got him for what? Cheating on his wife?
Because he was cocky.
I think that played a big part, whether, you know, people will admit it or not. Like, people were hurt that a lot of stuff people judge Kwame on, most of it to me isn't political. Most of it is personal. You know what I'm saying?
It's the feels.
Yeah, he
absolutely.
Cheated on his wife. He had this whole affair going on. Like, none of that has anything to do with anything. You know, did he get cocky? Of course he did. But, I mean, I don't really see a scenario where you're a mayor
people
of a city.
People cheat on their wives all day, every day.
Yeah.
People not that hurt
but
because of that.
People cheat on their
you
wives. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But this is the thing.
I think it's a combination. It was a combination of things.
Hey, Mike Duggan cheated on his wife. You didn't hear a peep after that.
Ricky, do you know this? And what most people don't know, because a lot of people, and I'm not saying you or, you know, yeah. The young man that are sitting here with you. I'm just saying in general, from my experience, that a lot of people just also go off what they hear and they don't do the research for themselves.
Oh, no doubt.
Exactly.
No
doubt. Exactly.
No doubt.
What a lot of people don't know is that Kwame's corruption started before he even became mayor of Detroit. When he held a seat on the House of Representatives is when his corruption began.
And that would be everybody that's in the state representatives or mayors. What about the...
Everybody, this is our downfall. This is why his downfall happened. Because right there, what you're saying, because of what everybody else did, it doesn't matter. Because we all know the rules are different. And we've been
no,
doing it.
Was the rules the same for Archer and Dave Bean and Coleman Young? No,
what,
I guess
what
not.
Do you mean?
I'm just saying they did the same thing.
I just think you can't be good and be a politician.
Okay. Well, but and the world changed.
Yes, you can, because you're right. Politics are going to prevail regardless. Okay. Everybody is going to get caught up to some degree in the politics.
Yeah, depending on whose side you're on and who in control at that time.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely true, but you got to look at it as, listen, if you keep doing things according to what others didn't get in trouble for, you're setting yourself up for failure. You can't live life by the seat of your pants because such and such did this.
No.
Such and such might have did that, or the white man did that.
No.
Guess what? You're the only one that's going to have to answer for it all, not them.
Yeah, you're the only one. I agree with you on that. But my thing is, you don't do, like, when I go out in this world, I don't do stuff because, oh, such didn't do this. I do it because I'm going to do it. But
exactly.
At the same time, we got to hold Kwame, the standard we hold him at, we got to hold everybody at that same standard. But we don't.
Okay, but guess what?
Because we just say, oh, Kwame got caught. He did it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you mean like the president that just left?
Exactly. Well, that was different. Or when Dave Bean gave up our water, well, you know, but. And then we blame Kwame. Oh, he the reason why Detroit. No. Coleman Young had 30 years as a mayor.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
But, well, you know that. Well, he brought money to the hood.
Detroit started going down.
Let me tell you something. Quit comparing Kwame to Coleman. You can't compare. Listen, Kwame.
No, I'm going to compare the last mayors in my lifetime. That's all I can go off of.
That was a different time. And Coleman.
Now, you're right.
He's
a little bit different.
And that's just what
he's a little bit different. But he's a little different. But let me tell you, once you once you kick everybody out the city, this is what we have now.
Yeah.
Then you have people trying to catch up, and then they corrupt, and then it's just
picking the bones. Slippery slope. Everybody in politics, you know, politics is politics. That ain't no secret.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But is he
and politics is going to take over. But at the same time, all I'm saying is in relation to Kwame, if you remember, he was a young black. You cannot compare him to Coleman. You just can't. I'm sorry. You cannot. Coleman was a whole different beast, a whole different being.
So I tell you this. What did we get from Coleman?
Was different.
And I love Coleman Young. You know, that's everybody's uncle. If my great grandmother was alive right now, I mentioned his name, I might get slapped. But
right.
What did he do for the city?
Hey, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you.
Yeah, I understand that.
Shit long gone.
So you know even since Kwame been gone, what has then happened with the other mayors?
Same thing.
Oh, you don't know?
No, I don't know.
See, this is what
they giving their boys the contracts also.
Oh, my God.
That's how it goes.
And this is one thing that you have to understand, though, too, Ricky. It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Yeah, you can't.
Because politics is going to be politics all day for everybody, every party, Republican, Democrat, none other, whatever. But it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
No, it's how they tell you to do it.
That's just the way, the rules of it, baby.
But
that's just the rules. And when you get caught.
But see, this is the thing. The people with money ain't mad at them.
Basically lying to a federal judge as if you won't get in trouble.
No. On a conspiracy, you're not really lying on the judge. They get all made up evidence.
Well, listen, I can't speak on that because I don't know.
Well, you know, I do.
Well, how do you know?
Because I done been lied on by the federal government. That's how I know.
Have you asked to see the paperwork on the things that Kwame has been accused of doing?
Yeah, I read his discovery. Yeah, I read his discovery.
Is only about five things. He has been charged with a lot of different
things. And they all made, I done read his discovery a couple of times. You can go online and get his discovery.
Okay. Well, I am not privy to that information. To sit up here and act like I am, I would be completely fake, and I don't know.
But yeah,
I can't say what these people did or made up because I just don't know. I'm not privy to that information. I know as much as what the public knows and what I've read about, and I've read depositions as well, and this is how I know about his corruption in the House of Representatives when he had held that seat, because I've done reading too.
But see
for me, I think it's
what I'm reading, me reading what I've read and learned about still doesn't give me proof that they're lying.
But see,
so I don't know how I would know that.
But see, I think, you know, even though it's not what you do, it's how you do it. I also think is, how can I say this? It depends on who you have in your corner.
Exactly.
Because politics is politics, but literally the exact things that Kwame was locked up for are going on now. Went on before he was born, you know, but because he's the young mayor, because he was the quote unquote hip hop mayor, I think he was 31 or 32 when he first became mayor of Detroit, you know, and everybody else was, I don't know, probably our age or older, you know, 40s or whatever. And I just think because he was a young black man in charge of a major metropolis city,
from day one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From day one.
But you charge a mayor with a RICO. How many people you know that don't run a mob or drug organization?
And that actually was interesting because they charged him under the RICO statute for a conspiracy with two other people.
With two other people.
Usually, when you're talking about mafia trials and that kind of stuff, you're looking at dozens, if
hundreds.
Not, yeah, of yeah. I mean, it was interesting.
So he got the same amount of time that Big Meech got.
So with a conspiracy, all I need is two people to say you did it. I don't need no evidence.
Oh yeah, it's so, people in jail. And who are them people? For conspiracy.
Hey, if I
do
go,
you know, let me tell you something. Years ago, my stepfather, who has passed away now, he's an old man, but years ago, when him and my mom first got together, moons ago, he went to federal prison at 60 years old for 4 years for conspiracy.
Wow.
Okay. And this is all I'm trying to tell you. is things is different too when you start messing with them feds. Let me tell you something. The feds know every time you flush the damn toilet, baby.
Half the time they don't even know.
People think.
See, let me tell you about the feds. They got like a 97% conviction rate. You know why? Because who got money to fight them? So what you gonna do? You gonna take a plea?
Well, the right. feds. So and there's another reason too, though. So the feds are different than your local authorities because they are judged and their promotions are based on that conviction rate and all that kind of stuff. If you get hit with a federal charge, they know they can get you.
Right.
Well, like they don't play.
They know they can get you because guess what? You not gonna fight.
Nah.
They might not have exactly what you did. But they close. They might say, "Hey."
But they know there's enough out
they
there.
Know right. They might say, "Hey, Rick, you went on Peterborough.
You wouldn't be on their radar if it wasn't."
You know, I was on Peterborough. They might not know the exact address, but now I'm looking at this paperwork. That's why they call it the discovery. They gonna when you get caught by the feds, they give you discovery. Say here, I know you was talking
they
to Tyra and Kev.
This all the evidence we got against you,
right,
Ricky? They told my stepfather back then, they told him, I know how many cigarettes you smoke a day, baby. I know everywhere that you done been, what you done did, how many times you flushed the toilet today.
Okay? I'm sorry, can we laugh for just a minute about everybody?
Yes,
I know this is a controversial topic, but I'm going to say it anyway. Like everybody who thinks like the COVID-19 vaccine has like a tracking chip and they're all worried about it.
Yes.
If you don't,
as you're
posting that conspiracy theory from your cell phone that has been proven to track your every word, deed, location, you ever want to get, especially if you have an Android phone or an Apple phone, go to the location history if you ever truly want to get tweaked out.
Yeah,
and see how much they know about you.
Right.
they know everything about you, but we talking about. Half the stuff they get, they making up. That's just what they do. And they know you can't fight them.
Well, and to your point, like, you know, that was, you know, you had made the point earlier about what he was charged with.
Yeah.
Like, so, because, I mean, that's the thing. Like, and that's reality. I mean, and I've had this conversation with a lot. Like, dude, you can file a lawsuit about anything, whether it's true or not. You can file, the election fraud. Like, you can sign an affidavit that says anything. It doesn't mean it's actually accurate. It just means that you're dumb enough that you're willing to go to jail for committing perjury. Right. That's
how many lawsuits did Trump file?
60.
No basis.
60 that went to court.
I bet everybody was wondering and confused and baffled about how in the O.J. Simpson case you can be acquitted of something but still get sued
civilly
in a civil lawsuit? Right.
Well, that's
two different standards of proof.
Yeah.
So there's a criminal court and civil court have two very different standards of proof.
That if you
I understand what you're saying. You would think that if you get acquitted, you can't be charged.
Done, right.
How can I be?
Like I just okay.
To me, it's not.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read the room with this question. Like, dude, we all know OJ did it, right?
No, he did not.
Nah,
go there. No, he did not.
Nah.
But see, it's like this, Tyra. My dad had a security company, and we used to do Blockbuster video.
Right.
And we had a guy come in, and he robbed a store, and our guard shot him. Justified. Okay. Yeah. He sued us.
Yeah.
He sued our insurance. Our insurance paid him. Even though he was in the wrong, he had robbed 10 stores that week.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They still had to pay him. So
that's crazy.
In that case, you'd be like, well, he been robbing stores. You shouldn't pay him nothing. But they still pay him for wrongful death. That's just part of the, like you say, they was like, well, insurance company like, well, we going to pay him.
Because that's statistics and probability. Okay, so we can pay out. I'm going to $20,000 and avoid $100,000 court case.
And lawyer fees.
Yeah.
And that's what it is with the federal government, like right now.
They have money set aside just for stuff like that.
Yeah, but like even with the federal government, when they come to me, I don't care how much money you got. You can't outpay them.
No. Hell no.
Yeah, even Kwame. Kwame had the best lawyers. He still couldn't beat them.
No.
Because you know, but
their job. They, like you said, they got money set aside.
And they're making up stuff. And they got guys who say, they got a guy you ain't never see show up in court and say, he did it.
Yeah.
And you be like, I ain't never even.
I seen him.
I sold him this. Right. I did this.
Never seen him before.
But.
No, I mean, I'm not disputing that, you know, there could possibly be. I just can't speak on everything that they're saying is a lie because I'm just not privy to know for a fact what, you know. But I'm not disputing the fact that that is some of the stuff that you say is a definite possibility. Well,
and we do know that, I mean, every police department, whether it's police or federal, they're fans of what is known as charge stacking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. They're gonna throw it up against the wall and see what stick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they threw that to all your friends, and somebody ain't real, they're going to fold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he did it. I tried to tell him not to, but, you know, he went and did it anyway.
Oh, and by the way, does this mean I can get a little piece of paper that says that I'm not guilty for this other shit that I did?
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Well, okay, you did explain why you don't, and that makes sense. So I can't get mad at you because, you know, I was like, man, she all hating on my dog, man.
I'm not hating. Okay, okay. I'm realist. It's not about hating. I voted for him twice, both times. Okay. Baby.
Would you vote for him a third time?
It's not about that.
Would you vote for him a third time?
Would you say he can't run again?
Hey, if he could, would you vote for him a third time?
I would. It ain't no different than nothing else going on.
I don't know.
All right, so my wife want to know one thing.
I'm not privy to know exactly what were lies and what weren't. But that's
what we got to start asking questions. That's what we don't do. We just take what they give us and be like, oh, okay. Well, Channel 4 said, oh, such said.
You know, it's crazy because Google is a gift and a curse. You know, people Google the silliest stuff, but something like this, something that, you know, requires information, nobody ever look. It's just like, you know, it's truly true. You want to hide something from black people, put it in a book. They don't read.
But listen at this, though. There was a special. I can't remember exactly what it was. It wasn't necessarily like a whole episode special. But after he was convicted and all of that, did you see the little series or the little part where they talked to jurors? There were selected jurors that talked and told.
I got a question for you, Tyra. Have you ever known anybody, and I ask anybody in here, in your life who's been a juror? In a federal case?
No.
No.
I was once, yeah.
No. In a federal case.
So you know one.
But I know one, and see, that's what I'm saying. That just, I hate to say this, but do you know any black people that's had?
I was gonna say, I mean, you are more than allowed to refer to me as the token white guy. It's pretty typical.
These were two black ladies.
They was federal jurors.
Yeah.
Grand jury.
Let me tell you something, Ricky. Now, hell, let me tell you something. For you to sit up here and act like this man just is the most innocent goddamn man in the world.
No, I didn't say that. But we all, Tyra, you know you've been knowing me since a kid.
Yes.
And you know I ain't innocent. And you know we don't know innocent people. There's a lot of people we know ain't innocent. But I'm just saying, like, you gotta, what they say, forgive and forget. Like he ain't commit. He ain't a pedophile. He ain't a murderer.
None of that.
I am not mad. I am not mad that he is that they let him. I'm not.
But see, like
I don't feel no certain type of way. I'm not mad about that. I'm happy for his son. You know, he did 7 years. You know, unfortunately, the conviction stands because he wasn't pardoned. And he still won't be able to do a lot of things and still has that restitution and everything to go through.
The restitution, but they don't know. They keep changing the amount of.
Well, no. So that was the big confusion that happened is he was not pardoned. His sentence was commuted.
Yeah.
And when you somebody in jail.
His conviction still stands.
Yeah, but when you and somebody in jail doing 28 years, you don't care what label they put it on. You getting out today.
Right.
That's what's wrong with the system now. So you got guys, Oakland County, let me tell you, no bond. They ain't giving you from Detroit, they ain't giving you no bond, right? So if they say, hey, plead guilty to whatever, you get out today, what you going to do?
Plead guilty, more than likely.
Plead guilty.
Right.
But guess what? That's still a conviction. Even though you got out that day, now you got a felony. Yeah. So when you go get a job now, you like, oh, I just did 2 days. But you got a felony on your right. Go get a job. You got a felony. You like, hey. I only did 2 days in jail. What did right. I? But see, that's how they get us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to get out? Dangle it.
Mm-hmm.
You get out. Say you did this.
Yeah.
And that's how they get a lot of us. But we're going to move on. I'm glad you told us your perception. And you know, I love you always.
Hey, that's what I do, baby.
You like cousin auntie, you know, we go back way, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but, absolutely. But, we can always agree to disagree.
That's right. And that's what it's about, dialogue. So
absolutely,
we can get an understanding for our people, you know?
Sure.
So
for sure.
Our next subject we're gonna move on to something totally opposite. And you know, I'm gonna let my man go first, and you know, I'm gonna throw it out there as Lori Harvey. How do you feel about the situation with Lori Harvey? I mean, they say she'd been about six dudes in the last 2 years. Her boyfriends, you know, and
yeah.
How do you feel about that? Being a man with a daughter, how do you feel about that?
I mean, see, for me, you know, it's a lot of females on Facebook, just up and down my timeline. They've pretty much made this young lady like the oracle for black female dating. Like, okay, well, she's young. She can, you know, it doesn't mean she's sleeping with him. It's like, on what planet? So she dating Future and she dating Puff Daddy and she ain't sleeping with him?
Puff Daddy's son, too. That she went from room to room.
Right.
You know, dating now means, you know, dating.
She ain't got no kids. She ain't nobody baby mama. She just turned 24 years old. She dating. How many have you?
Here's the thing.
A lot of women
don't
say,
play with me.
No,
don't play with me.
A lot of women say that, but even though technically it's the same thing, it's not viewed under the same lens. So, like,
it matters a lot.
I'll give you an example.
Because a bunch of dudes who've been out here screwing since they was 13, best friends and whoever else they want to screw and cheating and doing all kind of stuff want to do.
I am a key and you are a lock.
You think that
I am a master key. You are a lock. You don't want every key open in your lock, do you? It's like this, Tyra. If you go get a car.
Then y'all talk about a speculation like you did with Kwame.
No, so that's real. They fucking.
Yeah.
They fucking.
You don't even
they
know.
Fucking. They fucking.
But you don't even know whether it happened or not.
Dating, it means fucking.
Especially in that world.
Hey, Tyra, let me tell you this. You go to the car dealership, right? It's a brand new Benz, 2020. You're like, damn, this is a nice car. They only want this much for it. Then you can do the Carfax. It's been in 6 accidents in the last 2 years. Is it still a nice car?
These girls out
hell
here.
Hell no, that ain't no nice car.
These girls out here in these streets been doing that forever.
Oh, okay? So not. Hold on, wait. They get back to the Kwame thing. So now you comparing what they've been doing forever. See, when it was Kwame, you can't compare him to Coma Young. But now you compare her.
Well, you can't. These little girls
and you can't compare Lori Harvey to some chick who been out here getting bust down for the longest.
Listen, let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something right now. All of this that y'all want to make up because of this young girl out here dating moguls, getting money spent on her.
Guess who teaching her that? They ain't getting no money. Guess who teaching her that?
Oh, yeah.
Who teaching her that, kid?
Mama.
She ain't got to get talked at. She out here.
Nah.
It's learned behavior.
She her name
You don't just show up and be a hoe. You've been taught to be a hoe.
She was trained.
Well, guess what? Because none of y'all have been. I don't care. You can speculate all day long. And it don't make stuff right.
No, that's not speculation.
Speculation. Whatever. It doesn't
matter. Hey, this ain't a conspiracy on Kwame. This is factual.
Where?
She a deep.
How is it factual? you saying
ain't none of these six guys in the last. You saying Future ain't hit him?
No. Do you know how y'all sound right now? What you just said. That sound is so ridiculous.
We talking because we men.
Exactly.
And if I've been with six women in 2 years, guess what? You ain't gonna be able to tell me. Oh no, he ain't did nothing. No, not him.
Yeah, it's. How can I say this?
Let me tell you something.
It's the same. It's the exact same behavior. It's just not viewed the same. It's not treated the same.
It's a double standard.
Yeah, it's a double standard.
I don't make the rules, but that's what it is.
That's what it is.
But we don't care about your rules no more. We used to.
I don't make the rules.
It's not our rule.
It's not our rules. We just live in this world.
Yes, it is. It's a man's rule.
No, it's a woman's rule, too.
Oh, yeah,
this shit women can do, a man can't do.
It's just women. Any women that got a problem with that, they mad because they screwing Bobby, and Bobby got to drop them off at work, go home, eat their kids, snack off their EBT card.
Well, when you deal with it, when you a certain type of man, you got to deal with a certain type of woman.
Date in 2 years, okay? So them the ones that's mad about.
Look, let me tell you. Let me tell you. A whole bunch of men putting that sausage in that hole is the same, no matter how much money they got.
Yeah,
it's the same.
Okay.
Money don't make you not a hoe.
No.
Money can't even save you from getting your ass kicked.
I know a whole bunch of EBT hoes.
See?
Oh, it's a whole bunch of them. You are absolutely right.
Whole bunch.
And this is the bottom line, Ricky, is this. You know, everybody can think what they want. I don't live for what you think because you won't pay my bill.
But see, you don't live what I think, but when we go back to Kwame, it was what we think. But see, with her, it's like, how you know?
Because you still don't know.
How you know? We don't know.
Ricky, you don't. Were you there? You nobody can say. Come on now.
I tell you right now. Puffy pull up. He trying to fuck. Future pull up. He fucking.
You can speculate. It doesn't matter, and it may be true. But the fact
Trey Songz pull up. He fucking. One time she went back and forth through Trey Songz and my man.
If she getting if she getting passed around like a collection plate,
they putting some change up in her.
She getting hit.
She getting hit. Come on, ain't no way
around it. Ain't no way around
check
it.
Listen, all I'm saying, I look at things literally. All I'm saying is, I'm not saying that this girl ain't screwed. Some of them, all of them, whatever. I'm not saying that. I don't know. That's the whole main thing in this conversation is we can speculate, and it may be very true.
Okay, but
that
our,
she did.
But our thing in this conversation is women. Women applaud that. Oh yeah, she. I heard a chick on Facebook say she had $1 billion worth of sausage in it.
Yeah, like
you like is that?
Wow. You'll never hear me say nothing.
Not
like
you.
No.
I'm saying not, people. Not you. But
not you.
People. Women on Facebook. The majority of them.
It's women on Facebook that are.
I haven't saw that, and I definitely don't. Yeah, you know, that's
like on my timeline. There are women on my timeline. Like you would think that Lori Harvey was Kamala Harris or something. Like, they are that proud. It's like, are you serious? Why are you so invested
I
in
mean,
that? Like,
I don't look at, you know, well, you know, we tend, some people just, that's just what they do. And, you know, I can't vouch for them.
And you know, I'm not even going to lie to you. Seeing Michelle Obama with that outfit yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Gave me more satisfaction than seeing Megan Thee Stallion naked. It was just, she was sexy in that. You know what I'm saying? But this is what we need to teach these young women, though. See, but when your mom on the sideline, like, go get that nigga. He got some money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then what you doing? You like a dog. Ah, yeah, he got money. It's like you at the Players Club and shit.
I mean, I think.
This is the thing. If she wasn't in the public eye and they weren't select, you wouldn't even know about this girl's dating the way most women date that are her age and that are young. You wouldn't even know about it. And it happens every day, all day, because guess what? It's a bunch of knucklehead ass niggas out here. And guess what? I'm young. I don't have no kids. I don't have no kids by them. And guess what? You gotta date a million frogs to get that prince, baby.
No, so not when you and her, she a nice looking young lady. She got it going on. She ain't gotta date all these motherfuckers.
Nah.
How would you feel if Soulja Boy showed up with one of Barack Obama daughters? You'd be like, what the fuck?
I wouldn't want that to be my daughter. I'll just say that.
I wouldn't want that to be my daughter.
So how many daughters have you done it to, people's daughters?
Hey, man. What I do is my business. That ain't got, this not got nothing to, like you say, come young, this ain't got nothing to do with that.
There's a lot of men. Huh? There's a lot of men walking around here with daughters right now that are treating other people's daughters horribly.
Oh, that ain't
you're
that
right.
Ain't me.
You're right. But so you know what? You're correct. You're correct. But once you a man, see, when I was doing, then I was a boy. I didn't know nobody. Now I'm a man. So when I have a daughter, I wouldn't do that to nobody. See? Because first of all, I'm going to have a daughter. I'm going to respect her, and I'm going to respect other women like I want my daughter really be respected.
Like, as far as that, so, that's always been easy for me. I'm the exception to the rule on that.
But me, yes, true. I have. Tyra, you're right. I mean, when it comes to that, but I was a boy then. I wasn't mature enough to know the things I'm talking about now. Yeah.
But are you telling me it ain't no grown-ass men doing it right now? Not you.
Oh, it's some grown-ass men doing it. It's some grown-ass men doing it.
It's a whole bunch
and Puffy was one of them.
Oh, yeah. Hey. But, I mean, he kind of a special case because I think he, like, his nugget dipped on both ends.
What they do.
Yeah. Puffy, a different case.
All I'm saying is, it could very well, Ah, Lord, my daughter calling. Wait a minute. Let me send her a message. She don't want nothing. She be calling me away.
Hey, this is what I'm saying. Hey.
Wait, I'm here.
Hoes can't get no extended warranty. Now, you done been in 6 accidents in the last 2 years. No, that's why that Benz still sitting on that lot.
Yeah,
you're like, damn, they only want $30,000 for this 2021 S550?
The body nice.
That motherfucker was in a flood down in Louisiana and a hurricane.
Wires messed up.
Motherfucker dodo opened up like supposed to.
Like, I know some fine.
You could put a charger key fob in that motherfucker and start it up.
I know some females that if I was a gambling man, the elasticity of her vagina is gone. That shit got beat to death.
Wait, Joe, I'm sorry. I had to answer her before she kept calling me.
Okay.
Like,
where you at?
Fine as hell, right. But they deep freezers.
You still on here? There you go.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm back.
Hey, they deep freezers. But this is the thing. And this is the thing for women. Women got the power. They just don't know how to use it.
Some don't.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Some don't. They don't know how to use it.
I mean, that's just like it's a bunch of women out here that got men out here thinking that they putting it down in the bedroom because they faking orgasms all fucking day.
That's crazy.
You know that's so, fake.
So check this out.
You know some women that's faking orgasms?
Oh, it's plenty of women, baby.
Why do they do that?
I've been on radio for 19 years. Okay.
Ain't no dude faking no orgasm.
Not a dude. I didn't say nothing.
No, I'm just saying, you know, we ain't doing no shit like that. So why do women do that?
Y'all don't have to.
You damn right.
It don't take much for y'all.
But do
you know, we did a topic. I did a topic on the radio one time. Uh-huh. And we talked about this. And the amount of women that came on, they're like, but I love him. And that's why I fake it. And all the because. And all, well, I just, you know. You would be surprised at how many women is out there right now not getting pleased.
I bet Lori Harvey probably won.
That's terrible.
He walking out here to the next woman like he big boy, like, yeah, I'm about to put it down. And disappointing every fucking time because she got this nigga thinking.
Yeah, but why y'all do that? Tell him the real so he can improve his skills and become a better man.
Hey, I faked one before.
You faked one?
Listen,
made you do that?
Having sex with her was like listening to paint dry.
Oh, damn. God.
Listen, it's the craziest thing. She was wet, but it was cool. Like, it wasn't warm. So I'm like, what you got? I thought she pissed on me, but it's like, piss will be warm. And you know what I'm saying? So
was she a human or a reptile? Yeah, she sounded a little cold-blooded,
she,
man.
She was human-like, I guess, but it was just terrible. Like, you know. She couldn't arch.
She kept bending over,
hunching her shoulders. It's like, no, bend your back. What are you doing? She kept hunching her fucking shoulders like I asked her a question. It's like, okay, let me just. I just got up and like, yeah, that shit was good.
But you're not.
I just got up and left. That shit was terrible.
And I know that happens.
I know Lori probably laying. She was laying down some of them. Like, just come on. I'm just here for to put you on my stats.
So listen. Listen at this though, Ricky. Okay.
Yeah.
So say you weren't in a relationship or whatever. You don't know in your heart of hearts though that whatever woman you end up with had a past that you know nothing about.
Oh, I do the whole facts report.
Whatever, boy.
I do. I do. But no, you're right. You don't know. You fall in love.
Yeah.
And then you find out with everybody looking at you all weird and shit like, that's your girl?
Right.
Hey, dog, exactly. That's you?
Like, hey, you kiss her in the mouth, bro? Like, when you kiss her, do you gargle with mouthwash? Like, no, that's my girl. Like, bro.
But as we're going to say right now, we all know all the bustos are taken.
Yeah.
You know, they're somebody's wife.
Oh, I'm sorry, fellas.
No.
All the deep freezers are full of meat at this point.
One meat.
Listen, all I got to say is worry about your own home. Y'all leave that girl alone.
No. She our business. We pay to see her. You know what I'm saying? So this
she don't pay to see nothing. She ain't on nothing.
She nothing without us being in her business. What does she do?
I think she... Well, guess what? I don't think she care.
Hey, but that's the thing. We teach it. We're not teaching young women, especially young black women. We're not teaching them to be Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris. We're teaching them to be Meg Thee Stallion, and Lori Harvey. Man. And that's where life get fucked up at.
Yeah, right, you know, now. Like, it's so at my son's school last year before COVID, don't ask me how this happened with security. A young man and a young lady go in the bathroom, have sex, tape it, and upload it to damn Pornhub from the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Like, are you serious?
That is crazy.
Where's the security? But the security guard is like 400 pounds. He just sit at the door all day. So when it's fights and stuff, he get up like, hey, they fighting. Like, take your big ass down there and break it up. So, you know, it's crazy. It's like no supervision in so many of these cases. And the parents come later on down the line like, when did my daughter start doing it? Like, she been doing that shit. You just wasn't paying attention to it.
I remember in third grade at Liberty, I got into a fight with a girl. I ain't going to say her name. But she said she was pregnant by me. Oh, man. Like, that was, like, ultimate.
Yeah, she been saying that.
Yeah, but she was really dealing with dudes. You know, so she was serious. I wasn't. I was just on some little kid shit. She was on some grown man shit. But,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
You know, but.
No, you know what? You know what else is crazy, man? All of these people. All these women, everybody were mad at R. Kelly, and rightfully so, because he's a fucking piece of crap. But what about the females in the 9th and 10th grade that were saying, y'all too immature, so they got 24, 25-year-olds picking them up from school?
When I was in high school, it was a line of old dude, grown men, picking up them women.
Yeah, them girls, yeah.
And see, we talk about R. Kelly. And we talk about R. Kelly, right? Some of our grandfathers and uncles have been doing the same thing R. Kelly been doing. Oh, some of us wouldn't be here if it wasn't for no R. Kelly shit.
I was looking
not saying it's right.
I was looking at The Color Purple the other day for one of my writing classes, and, you know, Mister was trying his best to get Nettie, and Nettie was like 12.
12?
Yeah, he walk around waving his damn hat like he, you know what I'm saying, Chester Cheetah and shit, trying to get a 12-year-old.
See, back in the day, you show up to a man's house, he has some daughters, you show up with a mule, and you pick out which one his daughters he want. You remember on Color Purple, he showed up the mule. He looked at the mule, and he looked down. He said, "Nah, you can get Sealy."
Right, you can't,
because his mule wasn't on none. So he had to get Sealy. But see, these are things that we've been doing for years. Not saying they right.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
But y'all wanna get mad at R. Kelly, which we should.
Absolutely.
But some of y'all gonna have to be mad at your granddaddy too.
Man, listen.
And that'll hurt your feelings.
You know how many people are mad at celebrities, but they got the pedophile in their family that everybody, hey, make sure y'all kids don't go over there by Uncle Charles.
Yep.
Never tell you why. Just don't go over there. He touched everyone.
But you know what? That's the same thing with a lot of these mamas out here. They ain't mad at the daughter for out here screwing Chuck that's driving their car and send them home with a wet ass and a Coney Island breakfast. They mad at Lori, though, for out here dating and doing what she... But they think that's good what their daughter's doing. Oh, girl, he gave you $40.
Hey, you're right.
He gave you $40 holler.
He took you to Coney Island and fed you?
And and mamas brag about that, too.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a young lady at my son's school. Her and her daughter got into a fight about a dude in the hallway at the school. Like, the stuff that used to go on at my son's school is just crazy. Like, are y'all serious, man?
It's like, so sad.
Yeah, it really is.
But see, back to that. The mama this, the mama that. Lori Harvey mama teaching it. See, you got these mamas. And hold on, I'm going to get to this before we cut off. I ain't going to sit up here and blame everything on these mamas.
Nah,
you know why? Because where the daddy at?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Where the daddy at?
Absolutely.
Bingo.
So I'm not going to sit, woman. Yeah, I'm going to start off woman, but where the daddy at? And, you know, the daddy's somewhere, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Yeah, you fucking balling because you ain't taking care of your responsibilities.
And here's the thing. Your son, because I have a son and a daughter. My son's 17, my daughter about to be 15. My daughter will walk to a door and stop. She won't open the door. My son will walk around her and open the door for her. Because that's what he saw me do to my wife. So the thing is, my daughter, I'm the first man she's going to fall in love with. And I'm the first man my son is going to idolize.
Yeah.
So whatever example I set is going to be the example they take out into the world.
You so set the standard.
Right. If I'm not showing her how a man is supposed to love a woman based on how I used to treat my wife and how I treat her, yeah. then she's going to accept yeah. any treatment from a man because she doesn't know any better.
Yeah, that's how it was when I met.
And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with kids who see mothers that stay in abusive relationships. They come to think that that's how it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, because mama dealing with it. Mama staying. Right. This must be how it's supposed to be.
And right. boys, too. Mama getting her ass whooped. Yep. Shit, I need to whoop
exactly.
some ass.
Exactly.
See, like, when I met my wife, I was like, damn, this motherfucker got some daddy and a mama at the house. Because the way she carried herself, the things she expected. Then when I met her parents, I met her dad. I was like, shit. I can't half step. I got to come correct.
You can absolutely tell the difference.
You can tell the difference. And right. but you yeah. I grew up. It's some women out here. They set that standard for their kids too. I ain't gonna say all single mamas don't set.
No,
standard,
absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? But
and I tell you something else.
Absolutely not.
Just like it's men that prey on women, it's women that prey on men. Because I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, absolutely. I look now.
Rick could tell you, I looked with a full beard and deep voice and everything, this height and everything when I was 14.
Yep.
So.
No, I believe it. I believe it.
Grown women. Listen, my mama.
Most men have their first sexual experience at like 12, 13 by older women.
Yeah.
Well, when I worked in the boys'
babysitters
home.
Babysitters and, just reality.
When I worked in the boys' home and the most of the boys that was there that was, you know, had a molested or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was with the opposite sex.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them had become, you know, homosexual. And when I used to talk to them, what happened? I thought it was just, hey, they had a homosexual encounter. And they're like, no, my auntie.
Yeah.
Oh, my mama friend.
Listen, I was 15. My mama's friend was 33.
She hit you?
Nah. She stayed right next door. I was young and slow, so, you know, my mom went upstairs.
Them the kind they like.
I try and sneak out the back door, and, you know, my sister go across the street to her homegirl house and be out at 5 in the damn morning. My mama never come downstairs. As soon as I go out the side door, she want to come get some damn water and look in on everybody. So, you know, I went over there. I mean, she was about 5'11", so I was a little scared of her because I typically don't mess with tall women. You know, she was a bruiser. She was built for it tough, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I went over there. She went.
She was an F-350 or F-250.
Yeah, she was a
Super Duty.
Yeah, she was a World War II tank.
What?
But
what?
So, diesel. Yeah, so she went and put on some drapes. I mean, it looked. I guess it was negligee. It looked like drapes to me, but you know. So mom's come beating on the door like she the narcs and shit, scared the hell out of me. So. You know, mom's about to kill me in the front yard. So, you know, but my mom told her my kids are 15, 13, and 11. So she knew how old I was. I told her I was 18, but, you know, she didn't care.
Well, all right. All right. Hey, this was a good first episode.
We're going to wrap it up,
Tyra. I'll see you again, you know, and thank you for joining us, you know. And this is Unconsciously Raw. My name is Ricky Fontaine.
And Deke the Great.
And we got Tyra.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Looking forward to the next conversation.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Looking forward to the next conversation. See you next Thursday at 6 p.m.
Later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.